You're like very,
I, well, sorry, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, I find, you know, it's, even being up in the hospice for the last week, that, you know, it's given us time to relax with one another and just spend time and just watch television and, you know, and talk and sing and, you know, we'd, because there are staff there who are doing all the things that we've had to be thinking about, medication and getting mum to bed and making sure mum is, you know, gets all her meals, and as well as, you know, just the day to day keeping the house tidy. And we've had lots of visitors, so, you know, just sort of being, you know, being hospitable to everybody that's come our way. That in itself is its own job, whereas being in the hospice has kind of actually taken all those responsibilities away from us.
Yeah.
And we all we have to do is just be there and enjoy each other.
You're probably making it very easy for people, to be honest, Kathleen, who come and see you, because it's very hard. You know, I'm sure you went to visit people before you were diagnosed you had cancer.
Yes.
And were dying.
Many times.
Okay. And you know how hard that is.
Yeah.
And what do you say or what do you not say?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, and I'm sure you like all of us, thought about, what if this happened to me and all of that, you know, and suddenly you're in that situation and people are coming to you. I mean, there's a great serenity about you. There's a great peace about you. That must probably make it easier for people. It's very hard. Nobody feels comfortable coming into a situation when they, you know, they know somebody's got this serious diagnosis, but you're obviously making,
I mean, I think that the big thing that has carried us all through is our faith that we have, you
right.
know, we, mum would be a particularly spiritual person. And I mean, I've said it, I don't know how many times throughout this whole thing, I have no idea how people go through this type of thing if they don't have some faith in something or someone, or, you know, like we've been supported so much through prayer. We actually, mum made a pilgrimage to Austria to a convent there that's very special to us all. And you know, even the treatment that we got there from the sisters that we visited was just
why
amazing.
Did you go there, Kathleen?
I went there because I had an initial contact with an order of nuns about 11 years ago. And it is a contact that has stayed with me ever since. It has been something that has meant a lot in my life. And it was like our own pilgrimage.
It was very private. It was lovely.
It was very private. Sometimes I wonder, did it really happen? But I know it did happen.
Why was it so special?
Because it just filled my life with something that hadn't been there before.
The work, the order is called The Work, the spiritual family, The Work. There's two sisters here in Letterkenny. And as Mum said, we became aware of The Work about 11 or 12 years ago. And their founding mother is Mother Julia. She passed away in 1997. But she's very, we believe that she has very powerful intercession. And her tomb is there in Austria, in a place called Bregenz. And that's where we went to visit. So we went to visit the tomb of Mother Julia, and it was
a wonderful privilege for us as a family when it means
so much
to us.
Can I ask you, did you do any bargaining with God at the beginning to save you and not to?
You don't bargain with God.
You didn't do any of that?
I did not, no.
Did you say please?
No, I didn't, no.
I did.
I don't need to.
Okay, so tell me about that. Why don't you need to?
I don't need to because he's here. And I think that just about sums it up for me. He's always here for me. Whether I agree with him all the time or not, I feel he's never far away.
And then if you have such faith, you believe there's something else after this?
I do.
So does that help?
It helps to some degree, but I don't dwell on what that may be or may not be. I go with what I have on a day. And if it's a good day, it's a good day. And I like to see the family able to get through their day. And I think just the kindness of so many people.
This is Kathleen Ruddy and her daughter Mary. Mary's home from London helping to care for Mum, and Mum is being cared for by the Donegal Hospice at the moment. She's getting palliative care, and this is a very special week. And I mean, Paddy, there's not a lot to add to it, is there? This story is telling so much of the story of the hospice and of palliative care.
Oh, Sean, I'm in awe. Hello. I'm just in awe of listening to you guys as a family. Hi, Kathleen and Mary. I'm Paddy Blaney, and I'm helping run an All-Ireland organisation that helps support the research, education and the practice of palliative care. And if I could bottle what you guys have just said, it would do it all for me. I am really in awe of you guys, and just a tremendous debt of gratitude to you for sharing the journey you are on. I am just delighted that your journey is being so supported, and you are obviously as a family able to navigate the journey you want. What palliative care should be is the support in the background, supporting any part of that journey, whether it's a quiet day minding each other or it's a trip to Austria. I think that's what palliative care is. Palliative care is there to look at the medical, the social, the emotional, the psychological, and indeed for yourselves, the spiritual, so is that anything to do with your quality of life, what is really important to you guys, is supported by palliative care. And you've just told the story, and just tremendous, better words, Sean, than I could ever use. And what I think is interesting as well, and I think I've picked this up right, Kathleen, that you're in the hospice at the minute, but you could be in and out of the hospice, or you could have the palliative care nurses in the home. You have the palliative care OT, the multidisciplinary team who are involved. And that's, Sean, one of the messages we want to get across this week, that palliative care doesn't just get delivered in a hospice. It gets delivered throughout the health system, and you can get it in your own community. The fact that your own community, as Sean pulled out from you there, Mary, was that I think you guys have made it easier for your wider friends, family and community to approach you and to offer help. And that's something as well that palliative care tries to encourage, and we have a name for it, we call it compassionate communities, but we are mindful of trying to build that sort of sense in our communities so that we can all support each other when they have these journeys to travel. But thank you so much for letting us hear that. It was just incredible.
Yeah. When my mother was diagnosed with cancer, a caller says she made us promise that we would not allow her to go to the hospice. In the end, she asked to go there. And once there, she kept on saying, "Why was I so afraid to come here? It's wonderful." And you were afraid of it, were you, at one time?
I probably was anxious. What did it actually mean to be going to the hospice? Is this the end of everything?
Yeah.
Far from it. It's the beginning of so much.
Okay, well, my heart goes out to Kathleen. Total respect to her and her daughter for coming on to tell their story. Having lost my father to the same diagnosis last year, I really know where they're coming from. And it shows what a strong person she is. And I really hope I wish her all the best, basically, in this hard road that she's on at the moment. And we had a call from your family as well, to say that let me read this now. You're going to be talking, I think, to my sister, Sean, re-palliative care. She's in the Donegal Hospice. And I would love you to play Whispering Hope, because she loves it, from her sisters and brothers who love her and are so proud of her courage. How does that feel?
That was lovely.
Yeah.
That was a favourite of my mother and father.
Well, we'll play it for you.
Thank you.
Play it for you. Kathleen is an inspiration, a very special lady. God bless you. Lots of love, Kathleen, Daniel, and all the family from the Kelly family as well. And just to say, my uncle was in the Donegal Hospice, and the care they gave him was unbelievable, and we will never forget him. And Breezy says you are a total inspiration. She lit up when she heard that. How does it feel hearing this?
Just feels so special to me. Just, it's what it's about. It is what it's about. Palliative care is what you're saying.
So anything you want to do, is anything, I mean, you went to Austria to the nuns, it was something you really wanted to do for 11 years. You didn't think it would take this to bring that about, but what do you think, I mean, now you live in the moment, I mean, I'm listening to you, you're living every day for the moment and you're not perhaps looking too far into the future, but is anything you want to do?
I think I just want my family to be okay where they're going to be when the time comes, and I do believe they will be okay because they're strong and they're good with each other.
What do you feel about that?
She's an incredible woman, she really is.
She is, and she's your mum.
The only one I've got.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Paddy, thank you very much for talking to us from the All Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care, and you have obviously somebody who's articulating that work very well for us today. Thanks, Paddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, and the very best to Kathleen and Mary and the wider family. Take care.
Thank you. Frankie and Eleanor Monaghan just want to say, would you wish Kathleen all the best from us? And all your friends in, is it Amici?
Amici.
And you're an inspiration, Kathleen, and you're a good friend, says Annette Cunningham as well. All the good people out there.
And that I have to say, the people that we are surrounded by are phenomenal, both in the care that she's receiving from the medical practice, but also from all the family and friends. We have incredible neighbours, we have incredible friends, we have an amazing family. And really, the support that we have got from day one has been just extraordinary.
Well, I know that when people have people in the care of the hospice, they often want to do things for the hospice then, and because they know, and you're getting to see firsthand how good the work is, and I hope people listening to you today will remember the good work of the Donegal Hospice and the Foyle Hospice, the great Dr. Tom McGinley as well, who've done super work.
She actually did one of the coffee mornings herself in was it up September there, and raised a fortune of money for the Donegal Hospice. You know, she really is. She's an incredible woman.
Well, Leslie and Margaret have called in as well. Okay, and everyone's talking about this fantastic talent that you are, and produced, and musical talent. And tell us a bit more about that, Kathleen, because I know about it.
Oh my gosh, I was very privileged to be involved in a musical called Cash Lador with a great friend, Leslie Law, and Phil Dalt. And we've had such fun times producing, rehearsing, just staging Cash Lador, that the happiness that we got from that is maybe carrying us all on this part of the journey.
Young Declan Harvey did
Declan
that.
Declan Harvey. Oh, I could list them out all around this town.
Yeah.
It was a privilege to be with them all.
Well, sounds like it was likewise. You're amazing, you're unbelievable, and you're such an inspiration to so many people. Pauline and family in Buncrana sending that one in today, and I'm going to play that song for you now.
Thank you, Sean.
At least we can do.
Thank you very much.
It's a very
simple
thing, very simple thing.
Thank
and I hope you'll be around for a while yet, Kathleen, because you're very special, and obviously people care deeply for you. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.